For CJLO News, I'm Donald Ruberge. Heavy rains continue to cause flooding and mudslides in southern British Columbia, causing mass evacuations in communities along the Fraser Valley. On Monday, helicopter rescue efforts successfully lifted hundreds of people to safety after they were trapped along a southern BC highway. In a statement, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the federal government will provide whatever assistance is needed to deal with and recover from the flooding. Over 200 millimeters of rain has fallen in the space of 48 hours, more than the area usually receives over the entire month of November. McGill University has agreed to cooperate with governments and Indigenous leaders in order to examine claims that there are unmarked graves of Indigenous children on the grounds of the former Royal Victoria Hospital. While the university aims to restore the historic buildings as research and teaching facilities, it says that the reconciliation with Indigenous people would be integral to its $700 million project for the site. Last week, a group called the Mohawk Mothers took part in a march to demand an investigation into unmarked graves on the grounds of the former hospital. The group would like to halt all efforts to develop the site until these claims are verified. 5 proposals have been revealed for a national monument in downtown Ottawa that will honor the LGBTQ2+ community. People across Canada have until November 28th to share their thoughts on the designs via an online survey. These responses will then be considered by a jury of experts in architecture and urban design, as well as representatives of key stakeholder groups. The National Monument will commemorate the generations of LGBTQ2+ people in Canada while raising awareness on their history of discrimination. For more, visit cjlo.com/news.